Future Jungle. FX Chain Humanize for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, Advanced Edition. Today we're building a stock-only Atmos Humanizer rack in Ableton Live 12 that makes your jungle atmospheres feel lived in. Not just add reverb and call it a day, but that deep, unstable, slightly gritty, spatially reactive vibe that sits behind breaks and bass without smearing the groove. The goal is an FX chain that breathes with the drums, has micro variation like old samplers and tape, and stays mix safe. We'll also wrap it into an Audino effect rack with macros, so you can automate it like a producer, not like someone auditioning random presets. Before we touch effects, set the session up like real jungle so the chain behaves properly. Set tempo anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM. Make sure you've got a break bus, a bass bus, and an Atmos bus. If you don't have an Atmos bus yet, make an audio track called Atmos Bus and route all your atmospheric elements into it. Pads, field recordings, vinyl layers, resampled chord tails, noise beds, all of it. The Humanizer rack lives on that bus. Quick mindset check. In jungle, especially future jungle, drums are the spine. Atmos is the environment. It should feel deep and animated, but never steal the center from the snare and bass. Alright, let's build the chain in a recommended order. First device. Utility. This is your gain staging and your center control. Pull the gain so the Atmos bus peaks around -12 to -8 dBFS before the rest of the FX. You want headroom because we're about to add saturation, reverb, echo, and modulation. If you start hot, everything downstream will sound like it's fighting for air. Now set bass mono around 120 Hz. Even if your Atmos is high-passed later, stereo low-end and texture layers can create weird phase haze and make your bass feel less solid. Then set width somewhere around 90 to 120% depending on the source. If you're working with field recordings and noise beds, you can often go wider. If it's a tonal pad that could mask the snare, keep it more disciplined. We're going for wide environment, not center collapse in mono. And here is an advanced habit. While you build, occasionally set utility width to 0% for a quick mono check. Not at the end. Right now, if your atmosphere disappears in mono, you've built wide mist with no body. We want presence, not just width. Next device, EQ8. Pre-clean. Start with a high pass. Use a 24 dB per octave slope, somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. If your bass is huge and you want that classic rolling weight, you might go higher, like 200 to 250. If your Atmos is mostly airy and you've got sub-heavy bass, definitely go higher. The point is, stop your atmosphere from competing with the bass line and kick fundamentals. Then listen for boxiness and resonances around 300 to 600 Hz. That's where a lot of field recordings and pads build cardboard room. A narrow notch or two, just a couple dB, can make the whole mix feel more expensive. If the source is fizzy, do a gentle high shelf down, -1 to -3 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. Now take it up a notch, set EQ8 to mid/side mode. In the side channel, high pass a bit higher, like 250 to 400 Hz. That keeps your low mid energy stable in the center, while the sides stay airy and light. This is one of the big secrets to depth without mud. Next device. Auto filter. This is where the human eye starts. Choose LP12 or LP24. LP12 is smoother and more open. LP24 is more dramatic and controlled. Start the cutoff somewhere around 4 to 10 kHz depending on how bright your material is. Keep resonance low, like 5 to 15%, because we want tone motion, not whistling. Add a touch of drive, maybe 0 to 6 dB, just enough to warm it. Now turn on the LFO. Set the rate very slow, 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. That's like a subtle drift over several seconds. Not rhythmic wobble. For waveform, random or sine are your go-tos. Random feels like hardware instability. Sine feels like gentle breathing. Set amount around 5 to 20%. If your auto filter has envelope control available, add just a little envelope amount, maybe 2 to 8%. That makes the filter react to the incoming dynamics, which is huge for live Atmos. It's like the environment slightly opens when the source gets louder. And here's a DNB-specific concept. Keep this movement subconscious. The obvious rhythmic motion is coming later from ducking and groove interaction. This LFO is the air is moving layer. Next, wow and flutter illusion. Choose either chorus ensemble or phaser or flanger. Subtle is the whole game here. If you use chorus ensemble, set it to chorus mode. Depth or amount around 5 to 15%. Rate super slow, 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Width around 120 to 160%. Mix around 10 to 25%. If you push mix too hard, you get that liquid, glossy cheese vibe, and that's not Deep Jungle. We want old hardware air, not a pop pad. If you prefer Facer Flanger, use Facer. Rate 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. Feedback 0 to 10%. Mix 5 to 15%. It can add that slight moving hollowness, like a room breathing. But again, keep it barely there. Next device, Echo. This is the Room Bounce and the Dub DNA, but we're going micro, not full scent infinity. Set Echo to sync mode. Try 1/8 on the left and 1/8 dotted or 3/16 on the right. Turn link off so they're slightly asymmetric. That asymmetry is what makes it feel like a real space and not a clean stereo delay. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the delay hard. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. Modulation 2 to 8%. Stereo 100 to 140. Mix 8 to 18%. Teacher note, Echo is one of the easiest places to accidentally mask your snare. If your delays are bright and full range, they will smear transients. Filtering the delay is not optional in this genre. Also, make a mental note. Later, you'll automate echo mix-up during fills or the last bar of a phrase. That's where dub comes alive. Next, hybrid reverb. This is space and depth, but it needs discipline, because jungle rolls fast. Think plate or room for the algorithmic part, and a small room or studio IR for convolution. Avoid giant halls unless you're in a breakdown. Set decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Rolling sections like shorter, tighter decays. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so transients stay clear. Use damping to tilt it darker. And use the reverb EQ. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass 6 to 10 kHz. This keeps the space from filling up your low mid and top end, which belong to bass weight and drum sparkle. Mix on the bus around 10 to 25%. If you prefer sends, you can go 100% wet on a return, but today we're building a rack, so a tasteful insert mix is fine. Arrangement tip you'll actually use. In the verse or roll, keep it darker and shorter. In breakdowns, increase decay a bit, brighten slightly, widen slightly. Do not keep the breakdown settings during the drop unless you want your drums to feel like they're behind a curtain. Now we make it breathe with the break. This is where the atmosphere stops being a static pad and starts feeling like it's part of the rhythm section. Add compressor after the reverb, or near the end. Turn on sidechain. Choose your break bus, or a kick and snare bus if you have one. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the snare snap still reads, and you're not chopping the front edge. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Dial it so it returns naturally with the groove. Set thresholds so you're getting about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction, mainly on snare hits. This is not EDM pumping. This is step out of the way, then reappear. Advanced coaching. Prioritize snare over kick in jungle. If the kick is busy, side chaining to the full break can make the whole atmosphere wobble too much. A cleaner method is to make a snare only trigger. Here's how. Duplicate your snare to a new track, or put a snare sample in simpler on a MIDI track. Gate it tightly with a fast attack, short hold, short release, so it's basically just a clean trigger spike. Then use that track as the sidechain input for your Atmos compressor. Now the atmosphere ducks exactly on the 2 and 4, and the groove feels intentional. If you want a different feel, you can also use Autopan as a volume shaper. Set phase to 0 degrees so it acts like tremolo. Rate 1/4 or 1/8, shape more square but softened, amount 10 to 30%. Then still use light sidechain compression after to glue it. This gives you that nervous tech flutter if you want it, but keep it subtle. Next, grit and age. Add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then compensate output so your perceived loudness is similar on and off. That level matching is not just engineering. It directly improves your taste decisions. If it gets louder, you'll think it's better, even when it's worse. Optional. Roar for darker, heavier future jungle. Keep drive low to moderate, tilt tone darker, mix 5 to 15%. If you use roar modulation, go slow and random-ish, but barely. We want evolving dirt, not a talking synth. Key idea, keep dirt in the mids. If your distortion makes cymbals sandy or brittle, don't fight it with EQ afterward. Build band limited dirt in parallel, inside your rack. Make a parallel chain that's EQ8 high passed at 250 to 500 Hz and low passed at 6 to 8 kHz. Then saturate or roar that chain, and blend it 5 to 20%. That gives old sampler wear without frying the top. Now past EQ. EQ 8 again, for slotting. This is where you make sure your atmosphere never fights the two most important things, bass weight and snare definition. If it mud is bass, notch around 200 Hz. If it mask snare crack, notch around 1 to 2 Khz. If it competes with hats, do a gentle shelf down above 10 Khz. If it's too dull, do a tiny shelf up around 6 to 8 Khz, but keep it minimal, like plus 1 dB max. Jungle Atmos usually should be darker than the drums. Let the drums provide the sparkle. Advanced move, do mid slash side carving here too. In the mid channel, slightly reduce 1 to 2 Khz for snare clarity. On the sides, keep some air but avoid harshness. This gives you width and depth without stepping on the center. Add a limiter at the end as a safety. Not to crush it, just to prevent surprise peaks when you automate echo feedback or push drive. Now we turn the whole thing into a playable instrument. Select the entire chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Now map macros, and here's the big pro mindset. Cap your macro ranges aggressively. Think like a mastering engineer designing a safe console. You want a safe zone that always sounds musical, and only a tiny danger zone for transitions. Suggested macros. Macro 1, tone. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2, drift. Map to auto filter LFO amount and maybe a tiny range of chorus rate. Keep the ranges small. Macro 3, space. Map to hybrid reverb mix or decay if you prefer. Macro 4, pre-delay. Map to reverb pre-delay. Macro 5, dub. Map to echo mix and a capped amount of feedback. Macro 6, grit. Map to saturator drive and roar mix if you used it. Macro 7, pump. Map to compressor threshold or auto pan amount if you did the tremolo method. Macro 8, width. Map to utility width, with a sensible range like 80 to 140.